Here's the voice of the Longhorns, Craig Way.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to a special Texas women's basketball edition of Longhorn Weekly, live from Pluckers, the West Campus location here in Austin. My name is Craig Way, and you know this guy right here, Texas women's basketball head coach Vic Schaefer with us tonight. Now, I would like to take credit for saying that we all at the Longhorn Radio Network from Learfield thought about this and said, you know, let's pick the day right after they just knocked off Texas A&M. I'd like to say that we had that much foresight. In truth, the date worked out, but it really worked out well. It's good to see you, and especially under these circumstances.
Yeah, it's a pretty good day, bud. Great day to be a Longhorn.
Yeah, no doubt, and a great day yesterday as well. And I know that fans were very excited about what happened, and you were excited, and the team was excited as well. And it was a big moment for a lot of reasons yesterday, wasn't it?
Well, you know, I told them at shoot around. I said, you know, there's going to be a bus or two of people coming over. And by the way, Coach Conrad's going to be in that group, and a few others, pretty good players. I said, sure would hate for them to come all the way over here and us not play well. And you know, I was just really, again, I was impressed with our kids. I was impressed with how hard we played, with our focus. We showed some real toughness and resilience early after they kind of popped us, you know, made a couple threes. And I just thought we really regrouped and just showed some maturity, to be honest with you, that, quite frankly, a team that's as young as we are and inexperienced, you know, sometimes doesn't show in that environment. It got loud in there pretty quick, and they weren't hollering for us. And, you know, but it's just nothing quite like winning on the road. And winning over there is really hard to do, and it's really special. And, again, I'm just really proud of our kids.
You know, I would ask you how strange it is to play over there and to win over there. But you've done it. You've done it with Mississippi State as well. So it wasn't, yep, like completely foreign to you. And still, for all the time you spent on Gary Blair's staff and everything, I would imagine it was a little. It's different every time you went in there after you'd left Texas A&M.
Well, one thing's for sure, every time you go over there, you're going to play a well-coached team. They're going to have a great plan, both ends, offense and defense. And you got to be on your toes. And here's what I really am impressed with about our team. We put in – going in over there, we put in like five new sets offensively, some things that worked against man and zone in case my freshman point guard and my sophomore couldn't recognize what they were in, because they do disguise their defense well. And then we put in some man sets, and we put in three new out-of-bounds plays. And the fact that we were able to go over there and really execute them, we had a stretch there in the third and the fourth quarter where we really executed some good stuff on the half court. And again, young teams in that environment sometimes have a hard time doing that, and that's what was so much fun for me and really impressive, I think, about our kids, was their ability to go in there and have that kind of laser focus and to be able to do that. So today in practice we really went through our playbook, because I've got some kids that need to play, but I can't play you through mistakes in that game. And so it was really cool to see our kids that have been around, that do know the book, to see them kind of coach our kids today in practice. And to hear things coming out of their mouth, they are listening, you know, because they're repeating some of the same things that I say, exactly how I say it. So but it was really, again, it's hard to win over there. It's hard to win in that environment. It's hard to win against a Gary Blair team. And boy, I was really proud of our kids, because they sure played well.
Okay, I thought it was quite an interesting, really nice touch on your part, and nice touch of irony to present Coach Blair with a parting gift, since he is calling it quits. As we know, he's retiring. Who came up with the idea for the cowboy boots with the Longhorn logo? Was that your idea?
Yeah, that was something that Blair and I came up with. I just wanted to give him something unique and special to the University of Texas. And it was on behalf of our university as well as myself. And talked with Coach Harston, and we kind of put our minds together, and she was great and all for it. And then we talked about the Spurs, because the Spurs, they have his initials on those Spurs. They're unique, obviously, to him. But the boots, a guy by the name of Mr. Steele, who's with Lucchese, those boots are unique and special to only dignitaries that the University of Texas feel like are deemed worthy. Yeah. And so, again, Coach Harston was all in and said, hey, let's get it done. And we got the guy to do the Spurs in one night. Coach Blair probably doesn't want anybody to know him. His middle name's Claude. So he's got GCB on his Spurs. And, what was cool is to see him running out there. I mean, he ran out there and he was so excited. And they're really unique. And they'll – something like that that's got a big Longhorn on the front and the seal of Texas on the back. Those will be in his trophy case somewhere, And, again, it's just a token of appreciation on behalf of Coach Conrad, the University of Texas, myself, and letting him know, man, he's been really special to our game.
Well, the other thing that comes to mind about this is that you worked so closely with him for so many years, and I know you had – some conversation with him before the game and after the game. Is there anything that you're at liberty to share with us?
Yeah, just, it was difficult, obviously, knowing that may very well be the last time we're on a court together. I mean, it's already really weird, y'all. When you're with somebody 15 years and you're on the same end, and then all of a sudden you're in the same gym playing and you're not on the same, you're against each other, that in and of itself is way different. And then to go into yesterday knowing, hey, that might be the last time we go against each other and our teams go against each other. And we've had so many great games. And so it was unique. But I just thanked him personally and professionally. My family owes him a great deal of gratitude. And at the same time, once we got all the hugging and the kissing over with, it was, hey, I'm trying to beat your brains out and you're trying to beat mine out. And we have a great respect and understanding for that. And that's the competitors that we are. I mean, we go play golf tomorrow. First of all, I can't beat him in golf because I'll lose the match on number one tee before we ever hit a ball.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, he'll have so many shots I couldn't beat him if it played 36 holes.
I got you.
But, I mean, other than that, he's just a great competitor. And that's what I love about going about his teams. And that was kind of the focus going in is we can't go in there like we are right now because they'll know what we're doing and how we're doing. We're going to have to be able to do some things differently, and, boy, I thought we did them.
All right. We're going to get to a lot of things. You just saw this young lady walk in the restaurant. Shea Holly's going to join us a little later on in the program as well. She had a couple of big threes in the game yesterday. We've got a stack of questions from – and I know you know a lot of the fans who are in here. We've got a full house tonight. I know you know a lot of them here. Well, several of them. I don't know how well you know, but they all have submitted questions. So we're going to get to those as well. This is a special Texas Women's Basketball edition of Longhorn Weekly, and we'll continue here from Pluckers, the West Campus location, here in a moment. To the left elbow, jumper by Malone, rattled out, no good. And Gaston couldn't control the rebound, but it was scooped up off the floor by Matharu for Texas. Or rather, Harmon. Rory drives in, gets the bucket and one. Rory Harmon driving hard to the hoop. Got the bucket and one, and she'll have a free throw to come. We welcome you back to Longhorn Weekly with Vic Schaefer. Premier Pluckers, the West Campus location. Also, that was just one of several baskets Rory Harmon made, and that was an and one. She made a big three-pointer at the end of the first quarter there, and this is a player, one of the youngsters that you talk about, who's still learning, still getting, and yet we see some real exciting flashes from her. And even in this case, it was coming off the bench since she didn't actually start the game yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, obviously she's somebody that's she's just a difference player for us, and has been playing really well. And her and Leah Moore, Kendall, Latasha Lattimore, those four freshmen are awfully special. And I obviously we brought her off the bench yesterday. Joe started at the one and did a really good job. First play of the game we ran was one of those new sets, and Joe came off clean for a nice little 14-footer and made it, knocked it down. And But yeah, you know, Rory, she's just she makes an impact on both ends of the floor defensively, and then offensively, she's just you can't. She's a scoring point guard, so you cannot take for granted that you better put somebody on her that's decent defensively, or she's going to get 20 on you like she did at Stanford, or 18, whatever she had yesterday at A&M. So, you know, it just it helps to have, you know, the more scores you got on the floor, the better chance you got to win, even though, you know, we need to guard a little bit. And I think what you're going to see in the future is we're going to have even more combinations out there that can – that can really put pressure on other teams defensively, and that makes it fun. It's a whole lot more fun to coach them when they knock down a shot. And, well, we made some big shots yesterday. Leah Matharu was really special again.
I thought it was also interesting, the fact, like you said, you had Joe at the point. You've got so many different options with who you have in a given moment running the offense, whether it's Rory or Joe or Aaliyah, or Ashley, and any number of players to be able to have that opportunity. It's got to make things a lot easier for you in terms of looking at different combinations.
It's easier and more difficult, really, because you do have so many options. Sometimes it's really the more simple it is, and the more that, okay, this one's out, this one's in foul trouble, this one's in. You know, it makes it easier, but I think we do have so many interchangeable parts that it really, I think, in the future is going to be really hard to pick your poison, so to speak, when it comes to guarding Texas. And that's what you want, you know. And recruiting, I say it all the time, you know, you can't have one great recruiting class and then go three or four and then have another. I mean, that's you're just never going to be able to do what we want to do. You got to stack classes. And that's hard to do in today's climate because everybody wants to start, everybody wants to play, everybody wants to score, and nobody wants to earn their you got to go earn that time, right? You got to go earn your spot. I say this, too. The day is over where I'm sure they say it in football. Used to in football, you get all these offensive linemen and you redshirt them. And by the time they're a fifth-year senior, they can start and be, you know, decent, you know, good players for you. Those days are done. And, so for us, that's the challenge that we have right now because we do have so many good young players. And I need to play them. They need to play. And so that's what we worked on today at practice is making sure we know our playbook and, that we don't have to play you through mistakes because you don't know what we're doing in a game. So I'm excited about our youth. I've said that a million times. And I continue to be excited about them. We got more young ones coming. They're the eighth-ranked class in the country. And I'm sure we're probably not done when it's all said and done.
You've done a good job already stacking classes. One of the interesting things I'm curious to get your thoughts on is we've heard what an impact the transfer portal can make on football, also with men's college basketball. How impactful is it on the women's game?
Well, I think it can be very impactful. I think the challenge, at least for us at Texas, is, and for us specifically, is just making sure we get a fit. You know, it's no secret, we're the way we want to do things, the way we want to handle ourselves, the way we want to play the game and honor the game. It's not easy here. I mean, it's not for everybody, but, man, it sure works. It wins, and we believe in it. And so I just think that a lot of times you just need to make sure you're getting a fit and getting somebody that, you know, Anrielle Howard was a perfect fit for us when she came to us. The things she wanted aligned with what we wanted. She was our kind of player, played like we wanted to play, had a motor like I want. And so that was a perfect fit and really was a big reason why that team was 33-3 because we were missing that particular position. So, you know, it's you have to be careful. You don't want to get everybody, you know, somebody else's problem, so to speak, but at the same time, I think it can be a real advantageous thing if we do our homework, which we always will, and make sure that we get that right fit.
All right, we've got some questions. I'm going to start with Cindy. You're sitting right back here, and she says, first of all, thanks for including the fan base at the luncheon. It's well appreciated. Feels good to be included. We had a lot of fun at the luncheon week, right?
150 people in our first luncheon, and it was a blast.
How many did you say you had your first one?
Maybe about 25.
Yeah.
There was some question whether we needed to have the second one.
By the way, the next one is 28th of this month. So mark it on your calendar for that. Second, Cindy's asking about your the thought you have about beating your mentor, as you described Coach Blair a little bit. And third, she says they love the fact that you say praise the Lord and hook 'em horns, you know. And then you've had that as part of your vocabulary for a while, even before you got to Texas, right?
Yeah, so the second one was about playing
with you know, Coach Blair.
Yeah, and again, he and I, we don't play a minute, right? Our kids play, and our job's to get them ready, to give them a chance to be as successful as they can possibly be. And we know when we go against each other, it's going to be a knockdown, drag out, and we're going to be challenged. And, you know, that's what we love about our profession, and that's really what we want. It keeps our edge, and it's exciting. I thought the game was great for women's college basketball yesterday. I thought the atmosphere was special for both teams. I think it was a great TV game. I rewatched it when I got home last night, and, you know, the commentators were really special. They did a nice job. We're not in that league yet, but they really did a nice job of covering both teams, being equally fair. And I even, you know, last night I did two things that normally aren't done. I did do my own radio afterward, but then I did the SEC Network TV interview, and then I did the home team's radio, which I've never done.
You went over there and visited with Tom Turbyville, the women's play-by-play voice.
And they said they've never had a visiting coach in their 20 years, so that was kind of unique too. But, you know, you know going into that game that you better be ready, because you won't get beat. You'll get embarrassed if you're not. And he's got a really good team. I think you have to give our kids a lot of credit for making what I think is a really good team maybe not look real good yesterday. And, again, they're going to win a lot of games. They're going to win a lot of games in the SEC. And you know, we were able to go over there. And I think – I don't know if you know this, but the net rankings came out today of – and that has to do with who you're playing and your success. And we're fifth in the country in net rankings, and moved up to 11, I think, in the poll. And again, I don't want to get too caught up in that, but I do want our kids to see the fruits of their labor and know that people are paying attention. And at the same time, I'm kicking myself for letting one get away, and I'm hoping they are too, knowing that, you know, a free throw here, a block out on a free throw miss there, and you know, you're sitting there undefeated, and now you're in the top 10. But to be where we are so fast, so quickly, you know, I'm really proud of that. And again, the last part, just the praise the Lord and hook 'em horns. It's just something that it's kind of something that keeps me grounded and realize, you know, it's a blessing what I do. It's a blessing to be able to coach these young kids and be around them and be at a great university like I'm at. And, it just keeps me grounded more than anything. And again, I feel really blessed, you know, to have the opportunity that I've had and over the years and continue to have here at the great state of Texas at the University of Texas.
All right, we have more of your questions coming up. Shea Holly's also going to join us a little bit later on as well. We've got a lot to get to here. This is Longhorn Weekly with Head Coach Vic Schaefer. We'll continue in a moment. Up top, Audrey Warren. Now to Joanne Allen Taylor, trying to drive past traffic. Off to Harmon, tend to shoot. Rory gets in the paint, into the corner to Holly. Shea measures up a three. Good! Shea Holly has hit two threes today, and the Longhorns are up 13, 49-36. We welcome you back to Longhorn Weekly with Head Coach Vic Schaefer, a special Texas women's basketball edition of the program coming your way from Pluckers, the West Campus location here in Austin. Well, you heard the highlight, but I'll leave the introduction to Coach for our player guest here.
Well, she's in the School of Business here, Macomb School of Business. And, you know, we go through academic meetings like every Monday morning. We meet with our academic people at 9:30. And, you know, you go through a list of 13 or 14 kids, and obviously some pages are longer than others. And we get to Shea Holly, and I go, okay, next. She just does a great job. She's really special in the classroom, and man, was she special yesterday. I mean, she's hit a couple, like you said, hit a couple of big shots for us, and played really well. And she's been coming. She's been working hard in practice and, you know, spending time just trying to get better, whether it's on, you know, scout team or whatever. She's just been putting in the time. And, again, I say this all the time, the game is real fair. You're going to get out of the game what you put into it. And she's been doing some things extra that some kids won't do, and I think you're seeing the fruits of that. And I'm real proud of her. I know I bet her daddy's a little proud, too, today when you go over to Aggieland, hit a couple big threes, being a former Longhorn that he was and playing here. And I can tell you he won't be any more prouder than we are. We're really, really proud of her, and she played awfully well yesterday.
So Shay Holly with us here. They not only the pride of the Longhorns, but the pride of Westlake High School. So you're a local, so – Have you done pluckers before?
I have done pluckers. Uh-huh. Fair share.
Yeah, yeah. One thing that Coach was talking about is about putting things into it. You and I talked about this, I think, after a game earlier this season, and you said there was a lot of work. You felt like there was a lot of work on your game that you wanted to continue to do, but you were grateful and appreciated that you had coaches who were willing to work with you because they sensed that you could be better and that you would be better. So I wanted to give you a chance to describe that a little bit about what this process has been like to grow as a basketball player and to be able to get more out of yourself than maybe you even realized early.
Definitely, yeah. Our coaching staff is amazing. They want everything for us as much as we want it. So having them around us, pushing us constantly, he always says he does everything out of love, even if it doesn't feel like it at times, but it always is. and I understand that, so I appreciate it a lot. I think just being pushed in practice every day by my teammates, by my coaches, and understanding. I've had talks with Coach about whether it is on scout team or on in the starting lineup, whatever it is, if you're on the floor, you're getting better than sitting on the sideline watching. So I've just been willing to do whatever the team needs for me to do in practice, in games, just to get better.
So just to set the record straight, you and your teammates on occasion don't have to say to one another, he is doing that out of love, right? I mean, you know, that kind of thing. Vic, when you arrived and you saw, when we looked at tape and you saw what Shay's game was, what went through your mind about what you saw and what you thought she could be?
Well, I know her high school coach. I've known her a long time, and her high school coach was just so, you know, adamant that she felt like Shay would be a player that can play, you know, for me, my kind of player, and would have some of those intangibles that we look for. And as I watched her play, I mean, obviously she played inside a lot and played in high school and did get to play on the perimeter like she does for us, but through AAU and just through working with Katie, she has obviously developed that part of her game. And, you know, sometimes when you're young, you press, you try to do too much. You're trying to please so badly that you can't get out of your own way. And I remember about, I don't know, maybe 3-4 weeks ago, I just looked at Shay and we were standing at half court. I said, would you just play? Just stop worrying about, you know, just stop turning the ball over. Just play and, you know, turn it loose. I mean, you're on the scout team right now today. Go play. And she did, and she, you know, played well. And so I'm hopeful that that's in the back of her mind, is that Coach just said, go play. Just stop. Don't turn the ball. I had the same conversation with that one right there one time. Well, maybe
he's pointing to his daughter, by the way.
More like 10 times or 20. But it just comes down to, hey, you can't give the other team the ball, number one, so you got to stop turning the ball over. And then number two, you know, try to defend a little bit. And then when somebody doesn't guard you, make a shot. If you'll do that, you can find minutes. I mean, I'll find you time on the floor. But I just can't play you through turnovers and those kinds of things. But sometimes you just got to go play, man. Just turn. Like that day, go play. And she went and played, and she was really hard to deal with. And I think she's gotten better every day since then. And I think that's what's encouraging. And so I'm hoping she'll just hang on to that and just turn it loose and go play.
Yeah. Was that a light come on moment for you there when you had that conversation? When I know, and try to take some pressure off of yourself and to go and just play, as Coach says?
Definitely. I think Coach has seen it as well. Sometimes when I'm on scout team, I definitely am a little more relaxed and I'll score a lot. I'll be super loose and just go play. And then I think sometimes when I'd be closer to, like, in our group or on our team, I would get a little tensed up and not go play basketball like I can. So I think having that talk was just really helpful. I just need to always have the mindset of just go play basketball. This is what you do. You know how to do it. So,
where do you think your game can go from here?
From here, I think I always want to be the hustle player. I want to win every 50-50 ball, that's for sure. So that's an intangible for me. I don't want to lose that part of my game. Obviously, I think our team has so many talented players and scorers that I don't need to necessarily be that person for this team this year. So, yeah, I want to hit an open three in the corner when the ball finds me. But I definitely want to facilitate, find the inside game, and run the floor, just do what I do best and not try to force anything or play outside of myself.
Is that your favorite spot on the floor in the corner?
I do like the corner. I do like it a lot, yeah.
And you've seen that over the years, Vic, where certain players have certain spots on the floor. It just feels comfortable. Now, Fran Harris is here, and there's, you know, 87 feet from the basket felt comfortable to her.
She was going
to
say, forever, there's a lot of dots on the floor that she could occupy. She liked a lot of them.
Yeah, she did.
And was good at it.
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, yeah, there's certain players feel more comfort in certain areas on the floor, don't they?
No doubt. I mean, you know, there's been some coaches say the hardest shot on the floor to make someone from the corner baseline, and Shea seems really comfortable there. She had – you know, she's the fastest kid on her team. I mean, I'm telling you, if you were out there at a 6 a.m. workout and saw Shay doing our conditioning work, I keep worrying the track coach is going to show up one morning because he's going to grab her. He's going to want her for the heptathlon, you know, the heptathlon or whatever the multi-sport deal is in track, because she could probably do all of them and be really good at it. And that's how athletic she is. But she's the fastest kid on her team. She got, you know, she had – a really good look yesterday in transition from about 15 feet that normally she knocks down. It's a great shot. I got no problem with it. A lot of confidence in her to make that shot, and she put herself, though, in position to get that shot. So I think our kids like playing with her. I know Rory loves playing with her. She likes how she runs the floor. Rory wants to play fast. So she likes playing with Aaliyah. She likes playing with Shay. And so those are kind of the two that can get out and fill the lane with her.
What do you like most about being a student and a student-athlete at the University of Texas?
First of all, I think just growing up with my dad going to school here, sometimes just walking on campus is still a little surreal because I used to do that with my dad, so being an actual student here is just so awesome. But really, being in the business school this year has been so, like, amazing. The professors are top-notch. You can just tell. And they all have real world experience. One of my professors is a lawyer, used to work at ESPN and do all of their deals. So just having, like, being taught by people like that is something that I don't think you get everywhere, which is really special.
So you think, like, your future includes maybe running a Fortune 500 company or something?
Hope so.
You got that look on your face, Vic, she's built for that, right?
And there's no doubt. I mean, she's gonna be really special for us. And then once she goes on and into the real world, she's gonna have one of the corner offices with a view. Let's put it that way. She's gonna be special, and whoever has her is gonna be lucky to have her.
In the meantime, we'll continue to look for her corner office being for threes. Thanks for coming by, Shay.
Thank you,
Shay Holly, with us here. We'll get to more questions for Coach Shay for coming up with Longhorn Weekly. From Pluckers, the West Campus location continues in a moment. We welcome you back to Longhorn Weekly with Coach Vic Schaefer, special women's basketball edition of Longhorn Weekly here from Pluckers, the West Campus location. Got another couple of questions for you. Denise, back over here, interesting question for you. She said she's curious to learn more about the guys that you have your team practice against. How do you get those young men? How do you select them? What restrictions do they have in practice? And have you ever thought about giving them some sort of recognition during a game? For folks who don't know, the practice players, the other guy, the guys.
So she's referring to our quote-unquote men's practice team. And they are special guys. They are givers. They get nothing. You know, you're just very limited on what you can give them. They have to go through the certification process and be certified just like a regular student athlete. And they have to pay their own fees to do that. You know, they come when they can get out of class, and they do it in their off time. And they're givers. I mean, they're really special guys. I know they sit there and watch our games with pride, knowing they got us ready, and they ran the other team's sets, and they make us better. And so they're just a really a unique group, and they're really good. I mean, I could go down the list. We've got Cole, who's a cheerleader. He's a cheerleader on one of the cheerleading squads. Got some other guys that are in business, engineering. Every now and then they'll go, Coach, I can't be here tomorrow. You know, I got a test. I'm like, man, you got to be kidding me. they're like, Coach, I'm sorry, you know, and I get it. You know, it's really hard. We like to practice early on the weekends. It's really hard getting them up at 8 or 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning because they're students. They like to go out on Friday night, Saturday night. I get it. But every now and then I can bribe them with a donut or something.
Yeah.
But they're really, really.
And they're good players.
Yeah, they're good players. They're good kids. And they're in it for the right reason. They know what they need to do. They know how to do it. And they're not out there to hurt anybody or to earn it. They're not earning playing time. They're helping other people become the best they can be. And that's what makes them so unique and special.
Gene and Rick over here had the question. You've talked about your youngsters. And what are realistic expectations you can have for real young players when they come into a program?
Well, I mean, everybody, it depends on what your roster is when they get there, right? But, I mean, for our four freshmen, they're all capable of playing and helping us this year. At what point in these big games, that kind of sometimes takes time, but you know, Kendall had 27 in her opening collegiate career and hadn't played, 3 minutes since. She finally was back in practice today for the first time in a long time, and she looked really good. Aaliyah's coming, but she's still, hobbled a little bit. Obviously, Rory's played a lot. Latasha's coming. Latasha Lattimore is not even a year post surgery for her ACL. And yet she gets better and better every day. And again, she's got to learn that playbook. But all of them are really, really special, and they're going to be great for Texas. I mean, they're really going to be good. And, again, I had those four freshmen and Aaliyah Matharu together the week leading into the Stanford game. And on Thursday and Friday, the four freshmen and Aaliyah Matharu beat my veteran team in a game of Longhorn, which is a four-minute scrimmage, running clock, up and down, pressing, score as fast as you can. They beat our veterans and beat them soundly. Both
so how
days.
Did that make you feel, by the way? I mean, you feel good, not good there, about that?
Well,
conflicted?
I mean, you can be conflicted, but those 2 days I was kind of smiling.
Yeah?
I mean, it validates what you do when recruiting, right? I mean, it just validates that those kids are going to be as good as we think they're going to be, and they're going to help us win. And you see those kids gaining confidence. And so, I don't think it was – I just think they're that good. So it's an exciting time. And again, those kids, they just got to figure it out, but I can't play them through mistakes in one possession, two possession games, which if you look at the A&M game, you think, oh, that's not – one possession, two, but it can be, and it was for a long time, but even a 3 or 4 possession, you can't go empty. You can't go empty on a possession because somebody doesn't know what you're doing. You just can't. We had 7 turnovers yesterday. That is an unbelievable stat, 7 turnovers.
Even exceeded, I think, by the more unbelievable stat that your team outscored the Aggies in points off turnovers 32-0. Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen that in a college basketball game before.
Again, and he did it on the road. I mean, you did it on the road with a freshman point guard. So I just think that speaks volumes to our team and our potential. Because I asked him in the locker room afterwards, I went, okay, 7 turnovers, that's really great. Explain to me 21 turnovers on Wednesday night at home against Jackson State. What's the difference? And just, I think it's the focus. And I'm, you know, Brandon can tell you, Coach Arson will tell you, kids, they know when they see who you're, you know, they think they know. They don't know. They think they know when they see who you're playing. They get this, their mind made. Like, Jackson State's really good. Like, they're going to win their league. They're well coached. Tamika does a great job. They've got, Power Five players on their roster. But sometimes you just can't tell kids anything. And until they experience it, well, then once you're in the dogfight, it's kind of late to get yourself ready to play. And so I just think, again, that's part of our youth and part of our inexperience. Let's face it, even our kids that have played some significant minutes, they still are getting experience, you know what I'm saying? So it's very different. Yeah, very different. But, again, our young kids are really exciting.
All right. Well, we've got some more questions. We got more coming up when we continue with Longhorn Weekly with head coach Vic Schaefer from Pluckers, the West Campus location. We'll continue in a moment. We welcome you back to Longhorn Weekly with Coach Vic Schaefer here from Pluckers, the West Campus location. I want to ask you a couple of questions about motivation.
Okay.
One here says, what do you think is the hardest thing about being coached by you? What's the most difficult thing for your players to deal with about being coached by you?
Probably just the accountability piece. I mean, I coach every possession of every game, good, bad, and indifferent. I hold them accountable. If they made a mistake, you know, Aaliyah Mathar, who fouled that kid at the half court the other night, and she heard it from me the whole way back to the bench, you know, going into the timeout, and I subbed her out, and I probably said it two or three more times before I moved on. And to Aaliyah's credit, so she's been around me long enough to go, I got it, coach. I got it, coach. I got it, coach. Whereas some kids would pout or they might mumble something and turn around and walk off. Aaliyah's grown to understand me, and so you got to give her credit. But it's just that piece. I mean, look, you don't think that I don't try to – I mean, I try to be accountable to everything I'm doing. Look, I don't want to look at – these folks in here, I don't want to look at these former players, former coaches. I mean, I coach out of fear, literally.
By the way, that was Fran who submitted that question.
Yeah, I mean, I literally do. I coach out of fear, not wanting to let people down. Yep. I mean, it's really, again, it's a miserable way to live, but it's just, I wouldn't want to let my parents down. I sure didn't want the colonel ever coming after me with, you know, because I didn't do something correctly. But when you're invested – And you know what it means to so many people. Like, I don't want to look at somebody and go, well, we just didn't get it right, or, you know, we didn't get it done. Like, I can't stand that. Like, I don't want to do that. And so I want our kids to be accountable. I mean, that's, to me, what's missing in the world. And so I think they know with me it's good, bad, or indifferent. I'm going to tell you right, wrong, or indifferent, and we're going to be accountable for it.
All right. We've got one more important question to get to you. Actually, it's a story I want you to tell coming up. We need one final break. We'll be back to wrap up this week's edition of Longhorn Weekly with Coach Vic Schaefer here at Pluckers. We'll continue in a moment. Got a few minutes to go here before we wrap up Longhorn Weekly here with head coach Vic Schaefer here at Pluckers. You get a lot of invitations to speak to a lot of folks, to address a lot of folks, but I heard that you had a most unusual invitation to speak the other day. I wondered if you might share it with folks.
Well, we do get asked to speak quite a bit, and this happened like, I don't know, 3 months ago. Blair said, hey, the Texas Tennis Coaches Association are having their convention up at Horseshoe Bay, and they want you to come speak. And I'm like, man, there's only a handful of people that know that I was the girls' high school tennis coach at Milby High School back in 1985. Like, And what do they think that I knew back then that I could help them with now? And so Bobby Kleinicke, who was the tennis coach at A&M back when I worked there, he's the one that kind of contacted Blair. And so at the time I went, oh, yeah, sure, no problem. She said, are you sure? It's the Friday before we play A&M on Sunday. And I said, it'll be fine. What time? 9 o'clock. No big deal. Well, as we get closer, I'm like, yeah, dang, I can't believe I'm going to go up there and talk to those people. And it's Friday, and I got so much to do. We got to get ready for A&M, and I got film to watch. And so, anyway, Thursday night, I go, hey, Blair, I need you to drive me in the morning up there so I can watch film on the way up there and watch film on the way back. And so she did. So we got up and drove up there, and I watched film in the car all the way up there and recruited. I had a couple calls, and I spoke to them, and it was really neat. I mean, it's 200 people, 300 people in a ballroom, and really, I really enjoyed it. I think they did too, and got to share some things with them, and got done, and they were really appreciative that we took the time to come up there, and Blair and I drove back to campus, and I watched film the whole way. I probably got more done in the car with her driving than me sitting in my office and having to deal with everything else that goes on.
Before we get done here, I just want to give you a chance to tell folks about this week coming up. It's a final exam week, and then there's a game on Saturday. So, I mean, it kind of always kind of you kind of try to weave in what work you can get in, right?
Yeah, so first of all, thank y'all for being here tonight. You guys have been great.
Great crowd here tonight.
Really good. The week coming up, we play Saturday at 1, and it is finals week. So we went light today. We're off tomorrow. Then we'll get back after it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Play Saturday at 1 o'clock. We need everybody there in the Irwin Center against Idaho.
We'll look forward to it. Thank you so much for coming out
tonight.
Appreciate
y'all.
Thanks to Shea Holly for joining us. As well, thanks to Pluckers. We'll look forward to seeing you.
Oh, and it's the teddy bear game, so bring a teddy bear.
That's right, for the Giving Together.
Teddy bear, toss it at halftime.
We'll look forward to that. For head coach Vic Schaefer, I'm Craig Way. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on Longhorn Weekly.